Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Even though you make payroll every Friday, you don't have a guaranteed paycheck. You're the owner, and you eat what you kill.
We are back. It's 13 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Actually, it's 14 after now, isn't it? You're listening to the show that is dedicated to providing small business owners with the maximum opportunity to be successful. And I have people who help me do that. And one of those people is an awfully good people. Her name is Beverly Williams. She's the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. She's a member of our Brain Trust, and we could not do without her. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here, as usual.
I'm glad to have you here, and I'm going to make you earn your money.
Oh.
Because you're my co-host this hour, and I'm going to make you earn that big check I'm going to send you. I want you to introduce our new friend.
Promises, promises, and I'd love to introduce her. This is someone that I met a couple of years ago who actually took my course on starting and operating a business from home, Darlene Koonsman, who has a wonderful business called Darlene's Garden, and I'm going to let her tell you more about that.
Hi, Darlene. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you here. So you know Beverly, and still you came on the show with us.
Right. That's correct. Yes. No people like me. It's been tremendous support for me over the last 2 or 3 years.
Well, that's great. Well,
inspiration.
She's a great lady, and she's a good friend to us and to my audience, and we've really enjoyed getting to know her over the last couple of years. Darlene, tell us a little bit about your company.
All right. My company, I began as a home-based business 3 years. It'll be 3 years this coming March, March 2000. I moved here from Wyoming in 1991 after being there for about 30 some years.
What part of Wyoming?
In Laramie.
I've been through there.
Yes, my husband was in education in Tonsi University there.
Mm-hmm.
And we came back here for personal reasons, but to care for his father.
Mm-hmm.
And I was born in Cumberland, Maryland, and he was born in Pennsylvania.
So you guys were basically coming home, weren't you?
We came full circle, that's right. And I came back here, and he was working, of course, in Washington, and I just couldn't decide what to do with my life after having such a wonderful life in Wyoming, and decided that I love flowers. I have such a passion for flowers. That would seem to be the appropriate thing to do. I began working in a local shop in Germantown, which I did for several years. Then I resigned and took a year off and got a perspective of what I wanted to do. And my husband decided to take an early retirement. And so it made all the sense in the world to stay at home and not to, you know, to once again go out and work, you know, all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And to be part of it.
Let me interrupt you for a moment. It's interesting that my husband and I tease each other all the time that I married him for better or worse, but not for lunch.
So, yeah, I do agree with that.
But it's interesting that I heard you say a couple of things I'd like to expand on real quick, and one is that you went to work for a flower shop, is that correct?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Was that specifically to learn the business so that you could start your own, or just at that point, you didn't have plans for starting your own business?
No, I consciously did not know that that's what I wanted to do eventually, was to probably have my own shop. It was because I thought that I wanted to do something that I enjoyed. It was quite a transition after all those years.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the logical thing to do, since I'd done a little work in Wyoming with flowers and volunteering mainly. And the correct thing to do at this time. So that's what I did.
And then you deliberately decided to be a home-based business because your husband was going to be home more and you wanted to spend more time together?
Yes. Plus, he is into gardening so much. And in fact, he grows some of my flowers in the summer season. And we have a wood-cutting garden, and I draw many of the flowers that he grows for dried arrangements. This seems like a good move for both of us and a good fit for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Darlene, when you started your own business, was this because you wanted to have something to do to be productive just for yourself, or was this going to be income to supplement your retirement income?
No, it wasn't. Probably, to be honest, it probably was not to supplement. It was something that I wanted to do for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Probably to, I didn't want to stagnate, you know, once I retired. I wanted to continue to grow myself. And it's a good thing to be a golden opportunity for me to do this. So we invested some of our own money into this. And it seems to have worked out because for the past 2 and almost 3 years now.
So the money that came, the money to start the business came from your own reserves.
That's right.
And did you have to borrow? Did you ever have to borrow any money?
I have not, and I've been very fortunate and blessed in that. And I know that's not always the case. And
mm-hmm.
I know, but I know that there are funds out there. In fact, I was just reading recently in one of my professional publications that florists now have more access to capital than ever. From the Bank of America, they plan to lend $200 billion to small companies in the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this, of course, will lower the bankruptcies and so forth. Mm-hmm. And bankruptcies have been lowered for the first time in 1998.
Business bankruptcies.
Yes.
Business bankruptcies.
Mm-hmm.
You have to
right.
make sure we say that because
that's
business
right.
bankruptcies are down. Personal bankruptcies are up.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But in 1998, for the first time, it was lowered
mm-hmm.
because of the companies like the Bank of America or banks like the Bank of America lending money to small businesses. So confidence is up.
That was one of the things, and let me just say that one of the main reasons why a lot of companies go out of business is not because they're not successful, but because they're too successful, and they don't have access to capital to help them grow, and they literally grow themselves out of business, right into bankruptcy.
That's correct. That's
yeah.
correct.
Stand by, ladies. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back, folks, with Beverly Williams and Darlene Kunzman. They're our home-based business guests this hour. Stay with us. It's 24 after. Thank you for being with us. I'm Jim Blassen, the Small Business Advocate. And we're looking for respect in our home-based businesses, right, Darlene?
That's right.
Darlene Kunzman, ladies and gentlemen, is our new friend and our guest this hour, along with her friend, Beverly Williams, and my friend and yours, president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Business. Darlene Kunzman owns Darlene's Garden,
that's
and it's
correct.
A home-based business florist. Is that right?
That's correct.
Now,
located in Gaithersburg.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Gaithersburg, which is the home of my great radio station there. Actually, it's not mine, but they broadcast my show, WMET. Great station there out of Gaithersburg. We, Sandra and Glenn, all the folks there do a great job, and we appreciate them.
Yeah. I really like Sandra too.
Yeah. Oh, you know Sandra?
Yes, I do.
She's a cutie, isn't she?
She's a wonderful person.
Yeah, you know she
always carries around my pen with her.
She does. She came all the way into Washington to see me in May twice when I was there in May, and I really appreciated that, Darlene. Speaking of respect, Aretha was just saying about respect. Did you have any trouble getting respect for your home-based florist at first?
Once again, I feel very fortunate. I did not have a problem there. When I took that year off after working in a local shop, I took that year to really investigate and also to take Beverly's course, this course at the local college. I had an opportunity to just in contact accountants
mm-hmm.
and to really see what my situation is and what I needed to learn. I also went to school, design school in Virginia, just really honed my skills and wanted the option to see if I really could do what I thought I could do.
You know, Darlene, you may not realize it. Beverly, she probably doesn't realize what an incredible statement you just made, how much help that is to people. You took, earlier in the hour, Beverly, she said she took a year off.
Right.
And that we thought that was the end of it. But what she actually just now said was that while she took that year off, she did the research. And she did her homework. And she studied and sort of checked her position with what she wanted to do. And she made an investment in herself before she made an investment in her business.
That's right. Yes.
And that's a big statement, and I'm glad I appreciate you bringing that up, Darlene. That's so important because, Beverly, you and I've seen people just get an idea in their head, and then they just launch this new company. They don't even they go off half cocked,
mm-hmm.
as we say,
mm-hmm.
and they throw a bunch of money at stuff that they don't need, and before you know it, they're just they're not only out of business, but they're demoralized for the rest of their life.
Right.
As far as being in a business for themselves.
Also, being in Beverly's class, it brought up so many things, Jim. to me that I had never thought about that I needed to put in my repertoire of thinking.
For example?
Tell us one of them. Some of the licenses that I needed in particular, and some of the legal aspects of starting a new business. You brought those up so many times and questioned us, and as everybody always does, and she speaks to people, she just gives them the opportunity to share, and in that sharing and feedback, things come up from other classmates that remind you, oh, yes, that's something that I need to do also.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really crucial.
I think that's an interesting point. I just want to reemphasize that because I do talk about that a lot, not only in my class, but when I go out and speak at other places and I tell people, don't just talk to me. But talk to the person sitting next to you,
yes,
and the person behind you when you're at these things. Ask them questions. You know, what's been the biggest challenge for you? Where did you find the most information that really surprised you? Or just simply talk to them because you learn so much from other people, and it's so wonderful to be supported by people who are trying to do or are doing what you're doing.
Yes, that's right. And, of course, the computer, too, now, you know, if you have your own website, that has helped tremendously to just to, to close that chasm of people learning what is out there for them, you know, and it just makes our life easier. Most of the time it makes our life easier. It just gives us more access, especially for women.
Mm-hmm.
Being at home so much, and I think small businesses are a blessing for women, and it just gives us just a better view of what's out there and access to that technology.
More and more women agree with you, Darlene, because the rate of women-owned businesses is increasing exponentially.
That's right. Yeah.
And the fastest growing segment of the small business population.
The last time I checked, about 40% of all businesses in America are now owned by women.
Right.
With a bullet. Stand by, ladies. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, it's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Would you like to ask Darlene a question? 888-822-8255. I know she'll be happy to talk to you. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. If you'd like to join us, if you have a question or a comment, if you'd like to talk to Darlene, our real live home-based business person who's with us this hour, Darlene is the owner of Darlene's Garden. Also, if you'd like to ask a question of Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, dial this number, talk to Eric, and he'll put you through, 888-822-8255. Darlene?
Yes.
You're located in Gaithersburg. How could somebody contact you if they wanted to do business?
Yes, they could call me at 301-963-4120.
All right.
Or they could reach me on my on the internet at jkunzman@erols.com.
Okay. You have a website?
No, I didn't. No,
when are you going to get a website?
I need to talk to Beverly about that.
Beverly will help you do a website. You know, I want you to talk to us in a second about marketing. But before we do that, Beverly, I want you to tell. I know you teach this course that Darlene has been bragging about for the last 30 minutes or so. I want you to tell our audience where your next course is available. Where are you going to be teaching it next?
Well, I teach that at community colleges in Maryland, and right now I'm scheduled to teach them. Well, I finished for the rest of this year. Actually, I teach them 3 or 4 times a year at each college. The next one will be in February.
Okay.
At Montgomery College, the Rockville campus. That's the end of February, and then I will be teaching it again in March at Prince George's Community College.
And they can contact you through AAHBB. They can contact those universities.
They can, or they can call the university continuing education program.
Right. Okay.
And they will give them the schedule.
If you're in that part of the world, folks, if you're in the Washington, Maryland area, Washington D.C., Maryland area, check that out. It's, as Darlene has said, it's well worth your time and your money. Darlene, talk to us about marketing your business. How did you do that?
I did that by several ways. I guess let me start and say first, my biggest marketing tool is my family. I have 2 children, Valerie and Danny, who live in this area, and they've been a tremendous support to me and have, of course, told all their friends about me, and in turn, they begin to call me for the orders. They're not my clients.
They get commissions?
They keep telling me they need to do that. So a lot of my clients come from referrals and from friends, which I really like and really enjoy. And that's one of the good things about being home-based. A lot of your clients do come from referrals and from clients because you don't have the walk-in business. Mm-hmm. And that can be a downside, of course, too, because then you don't have that social contact. But you need to make up for that by joining groups to network. And I did that through joining the Chamber, which is a great organization, the Greater Gaithersburg Chamber, which is now recently, I believe, merged with the Germantown Chamber.
I'm very proud of you for that,
Darlene.
I want to congratulate you on that. Folks, you need to support your local Chamber of Commerce. Write that on a rock. I'm going to say it again. Join and participate in your local Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, that's the key, is not just to join, but to participate, to get involved. And I know Darlene has done that.
Yeah.
It's a really great organization. In fact, we're going to have our showcase for the second year tomorrow at 4:30 at the Boer Activity Center there on Frederick Avenue.
Okay.
4:30 to 7:00.
And you have a booth there?
Yes, I'll have a booth there. There's probably maybe 80 booths. I'm not sure about that. But,
which is another way of marketing your
business. Another way of
business.
Marketing.
And it's not cost. It's probably not costing you a lot of money either.
No, it's not. It's very, very inexpensive. And so I've done that several times. Also, I like to speak to groups about my business. I like to do...
She's a walking poster for...
Many demonstrations.
For what we've been talking about,
Deborah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I do volunteer work at Suburban Hospital with the elderly rehab patients, teaching them some creative floral designs. I do the standby of business cards, flyers. Mm-hmm. I do not do mass mailing.
You do not do mass mailing.
No, I don't. And I've heard, different... serious opinions on that, so I have not started that, but it's probably something that I will eventually do.
What about, let's go back for a second. Beverly, I wanted to talk about, she said she spoke to groups. What did you speak to groups about?
I speak to groups about, I try to, it's amazing, Jim, the lack of understanding or knowledge about flowers and plants, and which kind of surprises me at times, I guess, because I've known this probably, or wanted to as a child. I don't tell my husband. My first love was actually a lady slipper, which is a wildflower.
A flower, yes.
And I had such a passion for flowers all my life and began to learn about them. And so, I'd like to share that with other people because flowers and plants are a part of our daily life. And it's something we see every day, and we couldn't exist without them. And yet we know such little about plants and flowers.
So obviously, you love what you're talking about. I mean, it comes through. I don't even have to see your face. I can hear it in your voice, which means you really have a passion for what you're doing. And Jim and I, you and I have talked about that many, many a time, that you must have that passion, and it comes across. But, darling, and I know that you give these speeches, teach these classes, because you really love what you do. But I'll bet you get a whole lot of business from it, too.
Yes, you do. You get also just a confidence built up, which early on is needed so much. So you think you have so much to do, you can't do these things, but you need to do these not only to get clients, but also to build up the confidence in what you're doing is right and that you're good at what you do.
Stand by, Darlene. We got to take a break. Beverly, we're going to be right back. Folks, stay with us. It's 39 after the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk to Darlene about some of the practical aspects of operating your home-based business, like walk-up traffic. Stay with us. We are back. It's 44 after the hour. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Darlene Kunzman, who's the owner of Darlene's Gardens out of Gaithersburg, Maryland. And along with her is our regular friend, our longtime friend, I won't say old friend because she's not.
Thank you.
She is the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, Beverly Williams. Beverly, please tell us how we can contact you if we would like to join the AAHBB and to be able to take advantage of the things that Darlene already knows about.
Well, they can certainly go to our website where we have all the information and an application they can download. And that is www.aahbb.org.
30 bucks a year.
Right.
It's dirt cheap.
Yes, it is.
I mean, that's the best value, folks, that you'll spend in your home-based business the whole time.
if nothing else, to be able to say that you belong to a professional organization for home-based businesses helps raise that professional image of what we are and who we are.
And as I've said many times, it's worth a lot more than that just to be associated with Beverly Williams.
That's right.
Isn't that right, Darlene?
That's absolutely right.
You agree with that, don't you?
I totally agree with that.
Darlene, folks, we've on this show before, we've done the 21 success tips for home-based businesses that Beverly has developed and teaches, and Darlene is a walking poster for that program. I'll tell you. I want to go back to something you were saying a minute ago. You talked about people coming to your business. If you're home-based,
yes,
and you sell flowers, how do the people get your flowers? How do your customers get your flowers?
I deliver, it's a wide area,
yeah.
Even into D.C. or Frederick if necessary, into Rockville, into Bethesda, into Albany.
But do people come to your business?
Sometimes they do. They want to see something, they want to see my work, or they want to see my floral books.
And is there ever any kind of a problem with having customers come to your business?
No, there isn't.
Okay, good.
And my neighborhood has been very supportive.
Many
of my clients come from my neighbors. And so it's really been a positive thing in this community.
So your neighbors like having a florist that close by?
Yes, they do, especially when it comes prom time or homecoming.
Do they ever just walk over and say, I'd like to have something today for my table or
yes,
something like that?
Yes, they have done that, yes.
That would be neat, wouldn't it,
yes,
Beverly?
It would. And I think it's one of the advantages and disadvantages at the same time, depending on whether people take advantage of the fact that you're a home-based business and just come over and knock on the door and say, hey, can I?
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on the type of person you are and how relaxed you are about your business, whether you want that or not.
But your next-door neighbor doesn't ever come over and want to borrow some flowers, do they?
No.
I have a cup of sugar in a bouquet, please. Could I borrow a cup of sugar in a bouquet?
You know, you also, to further on that note, seriously, though, you do need to maintain a place of business. It has to be orderly and organized, a place where they can come in and sit down and to have a professional conversation about what they want, you know, for their weddings or for their events or whatever.
Thank you, Darlene. The see, hear, and smell principle, right?
That's right.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Darlene, let me ask you this question. You said you deliver.
Yes.
Who delivers?
I do, and my husband does.
You don't have any employees?
No, I don't.
So you do all this, just the two of you?
I'm a one-man band, except for my husband, who's a great assistant, and my daughter helps with my wedding.
Okay.
Yes.
So you use family as your independent contractors when and as needed.
That's right, Beverly. And that has another thing, Beverly, to bring up. I'm glad you mentioned that, is the support system from family and friends. You like to think that you can do it all, but you certainly can't. But boy, on these down times or whatever, when you get overworked or very tired, your family is always there for support. And I could not do it without their encouragement and without encouragement from friends. And people, of course, like you, that have encouraged me for the past 3 years. That's really important.
Tell me what you think helped, besides the fact that they're just probably wonderful people, did you sit down and talk to them from the beginning about your dream of having your own business and having it at home?
Yes, particularly my husband. I talked to him for a long time, and he was encouraging from the very beginning. And, you know, you have your doubts about yourself and your ability, like I said, I spent that year thinking about it and investigating it, and I joined the Independent Floral Design Association, mm-hmm, for other women who have home-based business and have been in business much longer than I have. And I joined the American Horticultural Society for their publications, for their classes. And I'm constantly attending seminars and classes. And it's just you have to stay educated about what you do, and flowers are changing every day.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new hybrid of rose, I think, every day.
With all the work that you did in investigating before you even got started and then the continuing ed you're doing now, what has been the biggest surprise?
I guess the biggest surprise, let me think here, I guess how long my days are, and that varies. Some days, I don't get to bed maybe till 1 in the morning. Mm. I have a wedding, particularly a large wedding. That kind of surprised me.
It surprised you that you would have such long days?
Yes, surprised me that my days would be that long.
Does
yes.
it surprise you that you don't mind?
That surprised me, too. Uh-huh.
You don't mind, do you?
No, I don't mind.
That's the interesting thing, to Beverly, that people don't realize. If you're an employee, you work 8 to 5, and you think, God, I can't wait till 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have to work 30 minutes overtime, it's going to kill me.
Right.
And when you're in your own business, Darlene, it's 9 o'clock before you know it, and you know what? You didn't care.
That's right. That's right. Uh-huh.
There's something about it being your own, isn't it?
Yes, it's very.
It makes a difference.
There's a lot of responsibility. Yeah, that's, and of course that can be a downside. I mean, that you know that is your problem. You make all the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You do all the cleaning. You do all the preparations.
Stand by, darling. We got to take a quick break. I love this, folks. She was surprised that she worked so many hours, and she was surprised that it didn't matter. That's small business. That's home-based business. It's 50 after. We'll be right back with Darlene and Beverly. Stay with us, please. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we're visiting with our good friend Beverly Williams, the president, the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Business. And Beverly, you are in about 14 of my archives.
Whoa, how about that?
Yeah, out of about 200 that are up right now, you're in about, I think there's about 14 of those, including several that we did with other people, like our guest this hour, Darlene Kunzman, who's the owner of Darlene's Garden. Darlene,
yes.
Give us a quick rundown, list the different types of products that you sell.
Yes, other than the fresh flowers, and weddings are my specialty, and the other thing is I do silk arrangements,
mm-hmm.
I also do dried arrangements, and I do gourmet fruit baskets, which I like to personalize. When someone tells me, the other day somebody called and said, my friend really likes Reese cups, so there's a lot of Reese cups in that particular fruit basket. So those are the types of things that I like to.
If I need to send flowers in the Washington D.C. area, I need to call you.
Absolutely, yes,
right.
I can do that.
Well, send me an email, so I'll have that in my hard drive where I can contact you when I need some, because I do that occasionally.
Good.
In that area. Beverly, I would like for Darlene to talk to us a little bit about. I want her to imagine, Darlene. I want you to imagine that it's 4 years ago. And you were sitting at your kitchen table trying to figure out what you wanted to do with the rest of your life.
Yes.
What would you like for someone to have told you 4 years ago, the year before you started your business?
Probably that that I needed to really prepare for times that there would be a lull in my business. And what I needed to do during that time was probably take advantage of that downtime to either to read more, to educate myself more, to use that time to contact other people, other businesses, and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and to really look at that as an opportunity and not so much as a downtime. To enjoy what you do, to be a professional in what you do, to also encourage others that are in your field or in your position with their job too,
mm-hmm.
To return calls as quickly as possible.
That's important.
you know, just remember what an opportunity that you have, and the flexibility that you have of being home, and of opportunity of meeting people that you particularly want to meet, and to making your own decisions about things.
Beverly, we got to listen a minute. Have you got any questions you'd like to ask Darlene?
You know, I really don't, but I definitely want to thank her, and I don't want people to think in any way whatsoever.
No, absolutely not.
But I do find that she is a walking example of a small business and home-based business success story. No matter what kind of money she's making on this, she obviously is walking the entrepreneurial path and
mm-hmm.
doing it with heart.
Let me say, too, that just something else that the analysts have come up with recently. They said that from 1994 to 1998, entrepreneurs with 20 or fewer employees generated 9 million jobs.
That's right.
And 80% of all new positions created. That's from 1990.
That's exactly right.
That is amazing to me. There's a lot of confidence out there.
And you have the happiness of knowing that you created two of those jobs,
don't
you, darling?
Thank you.
We got to go for this hour, darling. You did a great job today. You were outstanding.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you for being here. Beverly, you did a good job introducing her to us.
Well, I'm pleased to bring her to you.
We'll see you next week.
Here.
Got to go for this hour, folks. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, just like Darlene Kunzman.
Thank you.
Because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.